Morning show at East Coast FM. We're joined on the line now by Joan O'Neill, who recently wrote and released a book called Freedom from the Lie. Joan is a mum of two living in Dublin. After various close personal experiences with domestic violence, she's written the book with the hope that it'll shine a light on this very complex subject. And Joan's wish is that society will no longer tolerate or accept this behaviour and no one will have to live in fear. Joan joins us on the line. Morning, Joan.
Morning, Declan.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us about yourself.
Yeah, so I'm a mum of two, and my history would be I am a survivor of domestic abuse. So it was a huge part of my life historically. And for a long time, I wanted to have a voice on the issue. But, you know, you have to come to terms. It takes a long time to come to terms with the after effects of domestic violence. And I've done quite a bit of work over the years. I did, a few years ago, initially do some training with Women's Aid, and they're an absolutely wonderful organisation, but I chose not to take that path for myself because I felt it kind of kept me in that frame of mind. Yes.
Did it start slowly, or did it sort of creep up on you or anything? Oh dear, I think we've just lost Joan there. I think we might just try and re-establish connection there with Joan, so we wait on that. A little bit later on, we'll be talking to Bronwyn O'Neill from VIP Magazine. She's going to be telling us about not only Prince Harry and his trip to court yesterday. He's involved in this case with the Daily Mail, but also there's Succession has come back onto Now TV or Sky Atlantic. So if you saw Succession last night, it's series 4, and it started off, gosh, I tell you, some of the language in it and some of the rows is just, would you like to live in that family? But they've got lots and lots of money. But anyway, it's Succession, it's back on Now TV. We'll be talking to Bronwyn about that a little bit later on. I think Joan has come back to us. Joan, good morning.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Sorry, the line just went there.
Yeah, not to worry. We'll press on with the time here. Did it creep up slowly on you? Did it suddenly happen? Which way did you get sucked into a life of domestic violence?
Well, in my case, I was very young and, you know, it's gradual. And I suppose you don't see these things coming and you don't really understand what's happening. And I find as well that there's a lot of acceptance around it. And even now in 2023, there's a lot of minimalising the kind of behaviour, you know, turn it into a joke. And I feel families need to speak up if someone is in their midst and behaving in that kind of manner, that, you know, they stop making excuses for them, because victim blaming is actually huge.
And where was it a controlling element? And if you didn't succumb to the control, you were basically in trouble and suffered the consequences?
It was control, and it always is control in these cases. It's either coercive control or it can be physical, mental, emotional. It's usually part of all of those things. This book is actually not a biography of myself. It's a book that I hope can touch a lot of different people. For instance, in 2018, in Women's Aid recorded 20,722 disclosures of domestic abuse against women and children, and that is 44 calls every single day for that particular year. So that will tell you the scale of the problem.
God, those are frightening figures.
Yeah, and there's actually another Garda report in The Independent in September 22, and it states that half of all murders in Ireland in 21 were domestic abuse cases. So, you know, people tend to brush it under the carpet and say, well, it's an isolated incident, but actually it isn't. It's a very broad issue, and it really does need to be spoken about more openly.
How did you break out of this?
Well, it did take a long time, and it does take time to actually realise the situation that you're in and, come out of denial, really. But it's very hard to leave a situation like that, because obviously fear of losing your home your money, you don't have your own money, then there's a safety issue when somebody does decide to exit a relationship like that. It's not just, you know, you break up and that's the end of it. That, in fact, is probably the most dangerous time for anybody trying to exit a relationship like that, because the control that the other person has, they don't let it go lightly, and it can take actually years. I've actually had messages since the book from people that are, one girl in particular, she's 15 years out of the situation and she's only coming to terms with it now. It's taken her that long.
So there's help out there, but I suppose it's hard to realise there is if you're caught up in the situation.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't even find Women's Aid until I had actually begun to come away from the situation myself. But they are a great organisation and, you know, I really think they're very supportive. But, you know, they're not recognised in the courts either. So you have that as well. I mean, you can go to solicitors, people that you trust, guards, whatever, but they're, you know, some are great, and like every occupation, some aren't. Some of them are quite misogynistic, and you may have to just take that on board and try and get somebody else that's more suitable to your situation. But it's a difficult thing to do. It's not easy, and I think that's what keeps a lot of people trapped where they are as well.
Yeah. How are you now?
Yourself? No, I'm good. I'm really good now. I've a few years now doing a lot of work on myself personally, and, you know, I thought about writing a book maybe a year or so ago, and I went to Portugal and I was just kind of reflecting on a lot of stuff, and I said, you know, every week I look at the media, there's another story. Some girl, children, it is generally women, although I know it can happen to men also, but I just really wanted to speak up, and I think people should, and that it really needs a lot of attention put on it at this stage, because, as I said, in the media, they tend to look like isolated incidents, but in fact, there's, you know, a whole slew of them across the country.
Joan, thank you very much indeed, and I hope what you said this morning is going to be helpful to a lot of people. The book is called Freedom from the Lie, The Truth About Domestic Violence by Joan O'Neill, edited by, a foreword by Daniel Serpico, who's been on the programme, I think, in the past, many
Daniel
years ago.
Daniel's a lovely person.
Yes, indeed, she is. Joan, thank you very much indeed. Good morning
to you.
Thank you,
Declan. Thank you.
And that's Joan O'Neill. The book, again, is Freedom from the Lie.